Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v terminu za Ereš intervju, v katerem tokrat gostimo Marka Kolina in Olivera Liboja, gonilno silo zasedbe Nouvelle Vague, ki danes večer ob 21. nastopi v kinu Šiška. V pogovoru sta nam zaupala, zakaj na njihovem repertoarju prevladujejo novovalovske uspešnice, kaj je zasedbi prinesla popularnost in nekaj o načrtih.
This is your first time here in Slovenia. You're probably on some tour at the moment, or where did you play?
Well, it's not really a tour, but we are doing still a lot of concert to promote the last album, and we're gonna play in Zagreb tomorrow, mm-hmm. and Istanbul Monday or Tuesday, mm-hmm. and we are really happy to come to Slovenia, because it's true that now we have maybe played almost everywhere.
Yeah, because I remember some years ago you played in some other former Yugoslavian republics, so Slovenia is one you haven't been before, so
yeah.
What changed since then? Because I remember you were, I think, in Macedonia like 3 years ago or
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
So what changed for you in these past 3 years? Or maybe it's not too long ago when you started, it was in 2003. Nouvelle Vague?
Four.
So what changed since the beginnings? What's different nowadays?
I guess that now we have turned it to
an old band?
an old band. More experimented band. Because we have toured a lot, we have played a lot mm-hmm. of concerts. So we are a bit bigger because we have a drummer.
Yeah, when we started, the real change is that. Yeah.
Yeah. When we started, it was just acoustic, but it's really, really simple. But nowadays, it's
acoustics. You mean when you play live?
Yeah, it was only guitar, voice, and uh-huh. keyboard. Now we got drums, bass,
and lights. It's a cooler band. Mm. Okay, plenty of lights in Kinashinsha, yeah. So it's really nice. But what about popularity-wise? You became quite popular lately, maybe with the first album already. So what did popularity bring? You know, what are some of the upsides and downsides of popularity? Probably
If we take the example of ex-Yugoslavia, we can take the example of Belgrade, Belgrade. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Played the first time, probably, you know, it was in 2006, I would say, something like that, in front of maybe 800 people, which actually was a lot already, mm-hmm. because we don't know about this country because we are not really selling albums, so it's always a surprise somehow. Mm-hmm. And we came back last year or 2 years ago, but last time we came there, we played two times in front of 2,000 people, so 4,000 people. Mm-hmm. So that's a really huge difference from the beginning.
That's a big audience for you, or? Because I don't quite know how popular you really are. Because I know you sold lots of records, but I don't know as far as gigs go, how many people attend.
But if you are just focused on big cities, it's everywhere.
The audience is growing.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's still growing.
In the USA, in England, yeah. in Paris, yeah. Everywhere. Right. We have turned from clubs with 500 capacity to bigger rooms where we can bring 1,500 people.
Right. But even nowadays, you still play in front of like 500 people. Is that okay for you?
Sure. I like it.
You prefer the small crowds?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We played in the Roundhouse in London, where it was more than 3,000 people. Mm-hmm. But actually, it wasn't our best show, finally. Mm-hmm.
It's more sort of intimate music or the atmosphere.
Yeah.
In a way, and also it's easier to communicate with public when you have 4,000 people. It's more difficult, mm-hmm. 4,000 capacity venue is made for, Snow Patrol or big bands, mm-hmm. but we are still a fragile mm-hmm. band.
Right.
We play acoustic, even mm-hmm. with drums and bass, it's still acoustic, it's still mm-hmm. Communication with the audience.
Right.
So clubs are just the perfect size.
Mm-hmm. I like to, not like to, but I compare you sort of with Air and Daft Punk and they're brought from Paris. Do you find any relation between you and them? Do you know them?
Yeah, for sure we know them, but I think it's really different because Daft Punk is really electronic, techno, dance scene.
Yeah, but they are going in this
Daft
more.
Punk has a big show for the last two.
Yeah.
As we are not doing that, uh-huh. We are still, very natural, only real musicians playing. Daft Punk has turned.
Then maybe Air is a bit more alive. They play with live bands as well. And the
For me, the band that is not that. The closest band probably for is maybe more Gotham Project. Yeah, I don't know if you know them.
Yeah, they play here in the summer again.
Yeah, because I think they are kind of indie band, but you know, with a kind of unique sound, and it's not really linked to pop or to anything. And there's not a lot of marketing. They are not on a huge major company with doing a lot of promotion. So I think it's maybe the closest.
Can you tell us a bit about your musical background? Did you play in any bands before you started Nouvelle Vague?
Oh, yes.
Yes, many bands.
It goes way back.
We have started Nouvelle Vague when we were around 35, something like that. Mm-hmm. But before that, you have 15 years of projects.
You played together before?
Yeah.
What sort of bands? Was it more new wave?
A lot of
music. He was into electro.
Yeah, electronic.
I was into pop music. Nice. Many different bands.
And where did this initial idea for Nouvelle Vague came from? What made you decide you want to make our songs?
It's a long story, but it's just that I just realized that as a composer and a producer, when I'm listening back to all these songs that I used to be fan when I was young, I can just analyze it. And I was thinking that the songs were actually beautiful and well written, and it can be a good idea to just arrange it in a completely different way.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Eurovision, I think.
Yeah.
With the mischief.
Well, it's
because
it's
I wanted to ask you, what did you think of Sébastien Tellier last year? I think he was presenting France in Eurovision.
I think it's great.
It's nice album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Nouvelle Vague, was this a long term project since the beginning, or was this due to success?
It was a completely low key project in the beginning. It was just an experiment around this idea of 80s songs being with a better songwriting than we thought. Mm-hmm. So, in fact, we recorded covers of XTC, The Cure, and everyone's songs just to show to people that these songs were better than everybody thought.
Mm-hmm. What happened is that the way that we did it, a lot of people liked it, sometimes that they don't even know that we are doing covers. I think they just, a lot of people, especially young people, just love the way, the sound that we have created for to do that project, finally.
How do you select which songs you're going to cover? Is this something from your musical past, or? Do you just go through albums and find out songs you like, or?
We are fans of new wave, we are listening to and thousands of records in the 80s. We are great fans of new wave, punk,
And what is it about new wave music that you like so much? Why is it so important
Everything,
for you?
Yeah.
It holds a great place in music history, but. What do you find interesting in new wave?
We don't have a rational thing to this music. We were just growing up in music in this period. Being released at this period, The Cure, Strangers and everything.
Mm-hmm. But just, I think it was the attitude. I really like the attitude. I didn't know at this time that I liked the attitude, but now I think it was the attitude. That it's not really. It wasn't punk, because I wasn't a fan of Sex Pistols or people with a hair like that.
But you covered some punk songs, punk rock songs.
But for the new wave, the guys, like the Stranglers or the Cure or Joy Division, dressed in black, like cold like that, and doing this music with this sound. I think that's what we like, It was so different from disco, from everything.
But they were really apart and indie before this term. Mm-hmm. And still punk, you know. Mm-hmm. All these bands were really fucking everybody, you know. Mm-hmm. That's an important thing in music. Mm-hmm. They were not commercial.
Right. You mostly covered British bands, but I read somewhere that maybe you plan to do some French music, French new wave as well. Can you tell us a bit about French new wave? Because I don't know any bands from this.
Nobody knows about that. It's a secret. It's a secret.
We are doing so that because it's French.
Yeah.
We are French.
Yeah.
Because it's a sort of weird in a way that you haven't covered any Serge Gainsbourg or.
The 80s of Serge Gainsbourg wasn't his best time. Mm-hmm. But it's just that it's our culture. And actually, I just realized, because I have talked about that with some media in Brazil last week, that actually, finally, a lot of people would be interested in this album because they don't know this French thing. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are really curious to hear, you know, what was this this music that nobody knows in a way.
Can you maybe name some bands?
Taxi Girl.
Rita Mitsuko, which are sort of famous.
Yeah, Indochine. There are some really underground, some really famous. Mm-hmm. In France.
And I also read you plan to do something more electronic wise. Is that so?
You read something?
No, I read somewhere on the. Maybe I read in some interview or something that you plan to do some more electronic oriented project.
Me? Maybe, yeah, but not with Nouvelle Vague.
Not with Nouvelle Vague.
No,
but. You both have side projects as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What sort of music do you do aside from. I know you did similar work with Hollywood Mon Amour. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This was more film music covers. And what other music do you do as a side project?
It's a lot of different things. But I'm working now on more like dance project. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you also do solo work?
I'm writing my own songs. I release my own albums in France. French-speaking countries, it's my own stuff.
Right. So maybe, who would you like to cover your songs? If you could pick anybody, you know, to make a cover of your songs.
I think about that.
My songs are already
They
don't
speak Spanish bands. Some French bands too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about mine.
Maybe you too.
And if you had to cover some contemporary band, who would you pick maybe?
Queens of the Stone Age.
Queens of the Stone Age. Nice. Richard James, aka Aphex Twin, once said that the only point of doing a remix is to make the original better. So it could also be the same. A remix and covering songs is basically the same idea. So would you agree with this?
Not at all. It's really bullshit, I think. It's really to be completely pretentious.
What's in your opinion, what makes a good cover?
Just to do something creative and present a new way to listen
almost
to the song.
With a song, you make a new song.
Put your personality into this thing. You know, it's like when people are doing a new theater play with the Shakespeare, words. That's the idea. But it's not in any way we are pretending to do that. We are doing a better job than they do. Sometimes, maybe.
You know, when do you say to yourself, when you go in the studio and you start recording stuff, when do you say to yourself, oh, this sounds good, I'll put this on an album? When are you happy with your version? You just go by instinct?
I think we are so much, in a way, we are really experienced. So it means that when we are really starting something, we already get some ideas of how. And if we just feel really the first minutes that it's not the good way, we change. You know. right away. We didn't record a lot of tracks that finally we said, well, that's not good. Maybe one, two, but...
Basically, yeah. It was recorded
in Yeah.
So one collaboration I'm particularly interested in is Julie Delphi. Did you song with her? How did that come about?
We met and she just said, yeah, I'm looking for a song from a movie. It was called Two Days in Paris.
Yeah.
And she wants to get her lyrics, you know, and she asked me, do you want to do
something? She wrote the lyrics?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I get a song, so I said, well, yeah, let's try. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's really talented. I'm a big fan. Mm-hmm.
She put out some solo work before. Musical work as well.
Yeah. Mm.
So do you get approached by this artist a lot? You know, who want to do work with you, who want to do music with you? Not necessarily musicians, but actors and other people. Do you get many requests?
Yes and no. Not that much, I think. I don't know.
I would say that when we try to collaborate with someone, tends to work. I mean, if you want to work with somebody,
you find a way.
You've got chances to
work. Right. Yeah.
But it's quite still rare that people are coming to us
And I think it's really difficult actually because if you really listen carefully to Nouvelle Vague, there's a lot of different kind of style and sound.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just doing kind of resume saying, okay, it's Bossa Nova, you know,
right.
Which actually is not true. So if you want to have the sound of Nouvelle Vague, it can be Bela Lugosi's Dead, it can be, you know, Speaking, it can be, I don't know, Dancing with Myself, it can be Dance with Me, it's completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, so it's difficult to ask someone, okay, mm-hmm. I want to have a completely different, an album with all these different styles.
Mm-hmm.
We can't really do that, I mean, for someone. It's possible through the Nouvelle Vague because it's covers.
Did you maybe hear the new album, I don't know if it's out yet officially or not, from Mike Patton? He did these covers of old Italian pop songs, also from 60s, 70s, you know, the Sanremo scene.
Henri Mancini?
Sorry?
Henri Mancini? No, what you said?
No, I don't think any Mancini,
okay.
But some other Italian people, you know, who performed in Sanremo and stuff like that. Do you find interesting that sort of music? Because they did some excellent stuff and maybe it would be...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so what sort of music are you into nowadays? If you look at contemporary music, is there some particular band you really enjoy lately?
Oh yeah, sure.
Mine are always a bit the same as Divine Comedy, Belle et Sébastien, Francis, it's a mix of sort of best of indie,
I'm more into electronic things, like the last Vitalik. Yeah, we really enjoy it. It's really good.
There's quite a strong scene of this house music in Paris.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You do anything in this way of music yourself?
I used to do it. I used to work with DJ Ivan Smag. We got a band and we were part of this. But now I stopped for like maybe almost 10 years. I don't know. But I will go back in this music.
Nice. Because the impression we have here is that there's this really strong club scene in Paris. But when I talk
it's
to some
true.
People from Paris, they all say that that's not true at all.
It's not true.
It's
not over, but it's. I think it has never been like that. I mean,
some periods were higher than others. Other ones is a bit lower. Mm-hmm. It's because that in Paris you can party or anything. The police is coming after 11.
Yeah, it's difficult. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So maybe one more question about Nouvelle Vague. probably a big part of your audience doesn't even know the original songs. You already mentioned something before, so, you know, could it be that your covers would open this whole new thing to them, you know, so they would go back to new wave? And do you find that new wave is getting popularity again nowadays?
Oh, sure, but it's not only, it's because of all the movies, yeah. That Control, you know, all these bands that are reformed, you know, and play again, all of that, because it was good music as well, and maybe that's not, I don't know. But to answer to your thing, some people will go back to these original songs and will discover Sisters of Mercy or Modern English that we would never have listened to without the Nouvelle Vague.
Poslušali ste intervju z Markom in Olivierjem iz zasedbe Nouvelle Vague, ki danes ob 21. nastopi v kinu Šiška. Ukolikor še nimate vstopnice, bo nekaj na voljo še pred koncertom, zato pohitite. Intervju je pripravil Goran Kompoš.
Intervju Radija Študent.